This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Tamid. Hey Gimel. Today we're doing Hey Gimel and Dalad. Hag and Had. Yesterday was Aleph and Beis. Aleph, the Mamuna. Who is the Mamuna? The Mamuna. We keep talking about this Mamuna. He says to the Kahanim, Macha Bruche. Okay? No, this is not Macha Bruche. They start their davening. They say a Birchas Avarabo. Yitzhar is going to be delayed till later. And they do it. Starts a Dibrais, Shema Vim Shema Vayomer, very abridged Shacharis. Then they skipped Shmona Esrei, just say three brachas. Emes V'yatzev, Gual Yisrael, Avoida, Ritzei, but it's not exactly Ritzei, it's an alternate Nusach. Birchas Kehanim, without Nasiyas Kapayim. And on Shabbos, we add a bracha for the new Mishmar, and that's said in the afternoon, though. Beis. Okay. He says, anyone who not yet do Keteres, come for a Keteres lottery. Whoever wins, wins. There were two winners. One for bringing the Keteres, the other one's going to bring in the coals. It's the one adjacent to him. Chadashim Mishanim, new with old, come for a new raffle to bring the Evarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbech. Some say it was one Kohen, some say it was six. Lezer ben Yaakov says, no, it's the same Kohanim. Shaila is Rav Amajus Melech, or maybe it looks like a Tircha. Mishnah Gimel. Okay, so during the times of when they did the pious, the lottery, all the Kohanim were wearing Bigdei Kodesh. Because they wear Bigdei Chol, we were worried that maybe after you win, you're going to start doing the Avodah right away and forget to put on your Bigdei Kohen out of excitement. And that would be a terrible thing. The Avodah would be puzzled. Therefore, they all put on their Bigdei Kohen for the lottery. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the ones who lost have to take off their clothing. Aha. So, got dressed. Most of them got dressed for nothing, apparently. Masrum the Chazanim. They gave the Kohanim over to the Chazanim, the Shamish, the attendants. And they took off their clothing. Why can't I just take off my clothing myself? It says, because we want to show that it's hard for me to take it off. Someone has to force me to do it. We'd actually help them take it off somehow. I don't know. They really needed help taking it off. Pinchas HaMalbish is brought in Shkolam Aleph Hey and Midas Aleph Dalad. He was the one in charge. They let them wear just the pants. Take off the Ksainas, the Mikbas, the hat, and the Avnates. Okay? Snefes, the Mikbas, okay. Calls him Snefes. We're going to get into that whole shayla, was different or not. Snefes, fun. Viter. So he gets to wear the pants. Then he puts on his weekday clothing, and then he changes his pants. And the reason's obvious is because of tznius. We don't want him to be wearing nothing. That would be improper. He takes off everything, and now he's just, I guess he's bare-chested. Puts on his new Bigdei Chol, then changes, flips the pants to his weekday pants. Which I think is his undergarments. There was no undergarments, it seems. Chaloinois hayusham, there were windows there, but it doesn't mean windows, it means like shelves.
Closets.
It says in that all the names of the Kalim. It said that there was one for Mitznefes, one for Mechnasayim, one for Ksainis, one for Avnit. All four, and for all the 24 Mishmaris. So the 24 times 4 gets you to 96. So a total of 96 closets. Big room. This is in Lishkas Agazis. Dalad. Mizuzacha Bektaires. Whoever won the Ktaires. He takes a spoonful. Even though he's not going to bring the keteres yet, you have to wait for Atova Shtei Aneiros, the last two Aneiros, to be cleaned out. So what does he do? He takes the spoon. Kaf was daime to a tark of Gadosh Azov. A big Tarkov. Tarkov is three kav. We had that by the tenny that he used for the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi. This one was a gadol. What does it mean gadol? It's tar kav. It's three kav. So it means gadol because the teni was really not tar kav. This one was. Zav is gold. He's got this spoon. Okay. Machzik shalish kavim, which is tar kav. Okay. Three kav. Okay. Va'bozech, there was a bozech, a small spoon. B'seicha, inside the large one. Malay filled vigadush and heaping ketores with the special incense, which is a chatziman, a pras shachmas, pras ben arbaim. The bozeich was all that shir overflowing. It's bakovedik to be overflowing. The simon of shefa. The koyhein, who was being matter the ktoires, would take the spoon. Yeah. With the bozich on top. So you have a double spoon. Okay? Got this? There was the big calf and the small bozich. Aha. Now, why did they do this? That if Keteres should spill from the bozich, it would then fall into the calf and not on the floor. And since it was overflowing, this was a way of ensuring any overflow. Okay? Fine. Oh, all right. We're almost done. The kisu hayuloid had a cover. The bozich had a cover. Okay. It's funny. If it was had a cover, why would it spill? I don't really get it. You don't want anything to fall into it. But I guess the cover didn't prevent spillage. I don't know. I don't really understand. No. Kamin mitzotelus halav mal had a mitzotelus. The cover had a, some say it was like a handle, just a ring. You could pull it up like as a handle. Okay. Others say it was a nice little patch, a decorative patch. Okay, so we have the kaf and we have the bozich. Everybody have a wonderful day and a good Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.